WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump slammed the judge in his hush money trial today with a contempt ruling still in limbo.
We have an unconstitutional gag order by a highly conflicted judge that should recuse himself.
Prosecutors say Trump violated a gag order at least 10 times. The White House says President Biden will move quickly when the Senate votes on a foreign aid package. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can assure you that once it gets to his desk, he will sign it as quickly as possible. I can also assure you that quickly on the heels of that, you will see the first security assistance package going forward to Ukraine.
The Justice Department's agreed to pay a nine-figure settlement over the FBI's mishandling of sex abuse allegations against Larry Nassar. Attorney Mick Graywell represents some of the victims.
These women reported it to the FBI, the lead law enforcement entity in our country. And what did they do? They sat on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that general inland fishing season opens next weekend. According to a press release, there are some new fishing regulations in effect, like bag and length limit changes in a number of counties, including Eau Claire, Chippewa, Dunn, Rusk, St. Croix, Pierce, and Polk. The full regulations can be found on the DNR website. Officials are also asking anglers to minimize the spread of aquatic invasive species and prevent the spread of fish disease. In honor of Earth Day and Forest Appreciation Week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state will drastically increase its tree planting goals. Governor Evers had previously vowed that the state would plant 75 million trees by the end of 2030 as a boost to the environment. This week, Governor Evers announced the state will increase that goal to 100 million trees. As of the end of year 2023 report, the state had already planted 32 million new trees, getting nearly halfway to the original planting goal. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we've like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asked if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight and a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s. And upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December bad. basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education Tuesday night. Man. Busting it up, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Johnny, got a show planned here. Lots going on. Really, really cool. But, man, I tell you what, we got to just put it out there. 1 week from today.
That's right.
This time next week. Yes, you've seen Tim and Johnny and Anya on the street, you know, looking through us on the Facebook, looking through us on the Twitter, looking through us on the YouTube. You can now come and see us in person. For some of you, you're like going, my God, no, it's bad enough when I watch you on the social media feeds. I would never want to see you in person. We are going to be at the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap House in Madison 1 week from today. Live broadcast of Busted Pencils. Come on down and see us. You know, Johnny, it makes me wonder, though. Somebody just handed me this, and let me read this for you. In fact, Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Yes, Johnny, introduction. First official sponsor of Busted Pencils, Minocqua Brewing. And to welcome that partnership, the live event 1 week from today.
Come on out, join us. And match our radio faces to our radio voices. So listeners, we hope to meet you and come on out. But Tim, man, what a week. We got great guests on last night. We got to talk with some amazing, inspiring, I'll call them defenders of public education in Wisconsin. Really, Tim, the work they do extends from not only what's happening in Wisconsin, but they spoke to stuff that's relevant to all our listeners across the country. Man, I love when the WEPN comes on. And so Heather and Christian were on, and what a great show. So if you missed it, you know, go to the Civic Media site, grab the recording of it, give it a listen. They'll be on once a month, and we couldn't be happier because they're also going to join us on Tuesday with many special guests and friends you're familiar with. So come on out and check it out. But Tim, news topics this week.
Oh man.
Dig into
news
it,
topics. Man. Well, I'm telling you what, it's such an incredible news story that I've decided to go with a professional broadcast news type of person today to kind of set the stage. And I know producer Anya has grabbed that audio because I can't do it justice the way this professional host from one of the noted, Newsmax. Anya, let's let Newsmax introduce the topic today.
Today, Biden's radical far-left Department of Education rolled back Trump-era Title IX rules written by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Now, we have new rules redefining sex in the civil rights law to include gender identity. What does that mean?
Sir.
That means get ready for biological men all over women's restrooms and locker rooms and women's sports. Women now have no space of their own in this country.
Oh, see? Did I tell you this was an important announcement? Women? Well, Anya, you were thinking, you had a comment you thought maybe.
Well, as the token woman
he was speaking truth to you, right?
Well, you know, part of it, yeah, I think the statement that women have no place, I think that can go a little too far, but it's not because of these rulings. It is not because we are finally accepting our trans sisters. It is not because we are finally giving a space for trans and queer children and teachers and such. Women have no place in this country because men have let there be no place for women. And that is to roll it all out as far as I can. Cisgender men, you know, men who have been men and do all these manly man things like pushing people around. That is the problem. So it's just so funny to hear almost feminist literature on Fox. Or where was this? Sorry, Newsmax. Not, I didn't mean to say Fox. Definitely Uh-oh. Sounds totally different. But yeah, I don't like what he says before it. But I agree that women have a smaller and smaller place in this country, not because of our trans sisters, but because of our cis male peers.
And Anya Teach, Anya, I mean, that couldn't be better said. And fittingly, you know, as two guys talk about this, Tim.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Right.
Like that statement should just hang on its own. You know, the increasing less space, because I'll call it out, the insecurity of men, of particularly cisgendered men, who are, you know, purporting these things for their own political gain and to maintain their position of power. And it's ridiculous. Tim, I was like, I didn't hear this clip yet because, you know, I'm in and out of the classroom today and we had meetings. And then, you know, to hear this right now, I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Talk about a framing of going like, oh my God. Well, okay. So the reality though, real news, let me read the, I think a more appropriate from K-12 Dive. Final Title IX rule enshrines protections for LGBTQ students. The Education Department's long-awaited regulations also provide protections for pregnant students and employees. And so just quote from the article, the U.S. Department of Education issued its long-awaited Title IX rule, which for the first time enshrines protections for LGBTQ students and employees, as well as pregnant students and employees under the civil rights law that prevents sex-based discrimination in federally funded education programs. Quote, no one should have to give up their dreams of attending or finishing school because, well, and you take it there, Miguel Cardona kind of echoing in and saying, this is a move. It protects more people. This is an expansion. Listening to the Newsmax people, it feels like they're presenting this as if, my God, one more thing has fallen. We have totally taken away something from people. And the reality is here, this is an expansion of, first, yeah, protection, but a true sense that says you're included. And Anya, the way you said it, the trans sisters are transgender. The recognition here that under Title IX, now understand where they're going with this, is that Title IX 50 years ago was monumental landmark. Now, remember, 50 years ago, these same people, probably their grandparents, hated this rule back then, too, because the whole idea of even letting women play any sports was offensive. So the inclusion of women 50 years ago, but to now twist it into going, this is now an anti-woman statement, was to now recognize what they don't like is, and you heard this from the point, sex is biological, Johnny, and my goodness, there isn't anything you can do about that. And so I don't care if you identify as a male, identify as a woman, you were born with what you got, and what you got is how you figure out what bathroom and what locker room you go into. And if you ain't got something that doesn't belong in that bathroom, well, then don't take it in that bathroom. And that's the way it is. Title IX. Whoa, my God. Busted.
Wow, numbers. Man.
And 855-752-4842. Johnny.
Well, Tim, you know, we had a great show months ago with Dr. Ethan Siegel, our, you know, our Busted Pencils, go-to scientist. And, you know, he had a great article and he had an amazing show where he talked about the complexity of that. Like, I know, Tim, you were being sarcastic there. I never pick up the sarcasm, but, you know, he shared with us the science behind the complexity of oversimplifying. And I really want to emphasize this, like very oversimplifying something complex as sex and gender. Right. And so even if we look at sex as, you know, biologically constituted or constructed, and then gender is socially constructed, and you can identify different than your biological sex assignment, all that. We've even through recent, I would say more recent developments in social movements, but also in science, we've really gotten to the point where we better understand the complexity that simply we are not one or the other. None of us. And there are a lot of different ways, both biologically and even more so socially, we can identify. And so the battleground has been over bathrooms because, again, people love to purport headlines,
right,
to instill and stoke fear, to poke the say proverbial bear of this. And I'm just glad that future generations that are on the come up are like, are you serious still? Because my go-to always has been on this is, hey, when you go to someone's house, do you ask which is the male and female bathroom? You know, do you have the, like, come on. When I, you know, I'm a family man. Sometimes I have to take my kids to the bathroom. They're little, right? I go to a family bathroom. It's not the men's family bathroom or the women's family bathroom. It's simply a space where I can do what I need to do in private. I can have some privacy. And so to think about this as a way to think about this, the way it's being discussed in that clip and the resistance to, you know, helping, you know, support Title IX and just overall equality and equity, you know, the resistance to this to me is really about how to be further exclusionary and hurtful to more people. Absolutely. And so like, if you can't get down with like, hey, maybe there's some bathrooms that we don't have to necessarily police the way we've been policing them. We don't need to pre-assign genders or sex identities to people. They can just go do what they need to do in a safe space. Let's go. Now, it does make things more complex.
Well, so
on the side, yeah, democracy is complicated. We are all very different. How do we build trust and transparency with one another? And when I say transparency, I don't mean that we need to see you going to the bathroom. I just mean that, like, hey, we should be really transparent that there ought to be safe places for people to do things that we're vulnerable while we're doing. So, so if we can't figure out how to do that, and if simply it means having some space, some more space to do that comfortably, then we've got real problems. And this is not about bathrooms or usage or even buildings. This is about whether we want to be accessible and inclusive or whether we want to be exclusionary and punishing. And these voices like the one you shared absolutely want to be exclusionary and punishing.
Totally about punishing. Thinking about that. And it's weird, too, how they really reduce this into the bathroom thing. It does remind me, because the bathroom thing is really funny. I remember one time I took my my son Luke, and if you're listening, you know, who's now 24, I think when he was like two or three, you know, we're going to the bathroom and we're teaching him, and you know, and we were, you know, out in the sticks going to a little restaurant, and they labeled their bathrooms Bucks and Does, and okay. Luke was like, well, which one am I, Dad? Because at that point, but it's silly. This is not, if you've reduced this to bathroom inclusion, you are not fully doing any justice to what's really happening here. It's Busted Pencils, Title IX expansion, more when we get back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Ah, there it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Hey, we can save you. That's what we do here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We are saving public education in America. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 855-752-4842. Title IX. Yeah, it's been expanded. Oh, and in fact, framing from the Newsmax, if you listen to the first part of the show, this is all about bathrooms, and women now can't even be safe in bathrooms. But they start off by saying that this is the Biden administration's radical left agenda, doing away with the DeVos era Title IX updates. Anybody who doesn't remember Betsy DeVos, the Michigan billionaire who, you know, hasn't seen anything where she's ever wanted to be any type of an inclusive person. Anya, let's get Betsy's little quick reaction to this. And coming up.
If you do not allow boys, what it says is it will become a federal offense if you do not allow boys to use girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and other private spaces starting as early as elementary school.
So there again, Betsy takes all of this and turns it into boys will now be allowed to use girls' bathrooms. And if you deny a gendered, biologically gendered male who says that they identify as a female, if you deny them access to the bathroom, it's a federal offense. My goodness. The reality that this is trying, they try to frame this instead of recognizing, too, that this, Johnny, this expansion of Title IX, let's call it what it is, let's be honest for what it is, it's an expansion of protections that are guaranteed by the federal government under Title IX, that you cannot be discriminated against. And now the inclusion of gender, of sexual identity, of identification, if you are in that realm and you are now bullied, it is a federal offense. It's a federal offense.
Yeah, well, and Tim, just for our listeners, and just because some, this is what we like to do. We like to break it down, and we assume like, hey, Title IX, you know what Title IX is. But Title IX, you brought up a little bit, you know, is a guarantee that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So we, again, like, I just want to break it down because I just love facts, right? I mean, I just want to get out of the purport, not that you're there, Tim, but like a lot of these headlines, we're really saying, like, this is purported truths. You code, we hate women. We hate anybody who aren't like us. And I say us, like you and me, Tim. We are men who want male dominated spaces, and we want to, in a sense, go against Title IX, which I'll, and for reasons we should celebrate, is being expanded beyond just male or female. Because it doesn't say that males or females should be guaranteed this right. It says you shall not be discriminated against. No human states should be discriminated against based on their sex. Now, I'm going to defer back to this. We know now in the scientific community, in our social communities, we know that sex is more than just male or female. In fact, we had a whole episode with our scientist guy who came on and said, you know, basically here's how sex is assigned. And it's pretty rudimentary. We can have physicians who came on, you know, called in and rubber stamped that scientific sharing that, hey, we basically look and sometimes we're not sure. And so we just give it a run. And there are actually a lot of ways that we may identify. So let's step into the times. And actually, Title IX is a really wonderful policy. It's a huge step forward for equality in this country. And let's say no person shall be discriminated against based on their sex at all. Now, so for people out there who are like, not me, absolutely not. Okay, guess what? This is a democracy. You can have that, but you can't receive any federal assistance. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. We would hope that you wouldn't discriminate, but you can't receive any federal assistance and be discriminatory in any educational program or programming receiving federal assistance. Now, most programs that are gray area, maybe I'm not directly getting federal funding or whatnot, but if I want to participate in public life, this is the direction it's going. And the opposition to it, sadly, right now is a loud voice in this country, and it's collective. There are some folks it's more than just like one bad person behind the scenes. It's folks who want to see inequality. It's just boil it down. They absolutely want to see it be harder and exclusionary, not only for women, but for anybody who questions that good old way it was. And the good old way it was hurtful and harmful to a whole lot of people, and we're not having it anymore. So big props and cheers to folks out there who are following in the footsteps and, you know, in the adherence of Title IX, but also to businesses and places that are saying, hey, this is a simple fix.
Yeah.
Let's just create bathrooms that anyone can go into.
My goodness.
Right? You can lock the door. You can go in there. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have some sort of clearance or identity. You just go and do what you need to do in the bathroom. Call it good. And I love places, Tim. You brought up the Bucks and Does.
I was going to say, yeah, so I mean, you can have Bucks, Does, and bathroom.
Well, no, you could just rip most places I go to, even in so-called red areas, right? Like I'd like to think more and more people are purple than they are red or blue these days. But the idea here is like, I can go into a small business and I can see that they used to have two bathrooms. And now what do? They have this sort of gender
like neutral.
They have both the little male figure and the female figure. It's just a bathroom. There are two of them. If they're occupied, wait for the next person. It's the same as if you went to your friend's house or at home, right? This is kind of how it works. And I don't want to judge or make statement or, you know, have authority over what you do in your home, but I'm guessing you don't have sex identity bathrooms in your house.
Well, you should see the set of, you know, 8-point antlers I have above the bathroom in my man cave, you know, because I want to make sure that everybody knows when they come into Slecker's man cave, you're going to use the bathroom. You better identify as a buck. Darn it. No, come on. This is just crazy. Text from Jim from Appleton. Here's a funny, go to a Packers game at halftime. 30% or more of the people going into the men's bathroom are women. Oh my God. The attack on men. Men have no sacred place anymore. Women going to the bathroom in a men's bathroom.
I can testify. I've been one of those women to jump into the men's room at Lambeau Field because there's just not enough stalls for the ladies.
I'm always like, oh my God, those poor women, they're never going to get to go to the bathroom. You know, it's like, come over here, man. We've got lots of openings, free space, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Title IX, yes, it's been expanded. Although listening to the Betsy DeVos type, you would think that this is the biggest assault in the collapsing of women's rights all over the place. Johnny, though, one of the other places, though, that this expands into is the idea of pregnant people. And when we get back, though, let's kind of break in and say, like, what are the protections now for pregnancy? Because I bet people didn't even realize that these weren't rights that were expanded and that they just took for granted. So busted pencils, fully leaded, expanding Title IX. Give us a call when we get back.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Fire officials are reminding Northwest Wisconsin residents that we're in the midst of a busy wildfire season. According to Wisconsin DNR Forestry Division officials, fire crews have been occupied with more grass fires than usual after a winter that didn't see much snowfall. They say over the past week there were nearly 100 wildfires across the state that burned about 100 acres. Grass fires are especially dangerous as the dry vegetation and high winds create a perfect storm for the fire to spread quickly. As the city of Eau Claire celebrates Earth Week, residents will be able to try Eau Claire Transit for free. Between Monday and Saturday this week, anybody will be permitted to try the Eau Claire Transit service for free as a way to encourage more residents to take advantage of the service and get their own car off the road more often. In addition to the free bus rides, the temporary transit center will host various speakers throughout the week, featuring local leaders sharing the environmental importance of public transportation. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the five-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight and a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s and upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. It's 55 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You gotta love it. It's spring, flowers. It's almost May. Hey, guess what? and you find that flower, bend down, pick it up, be gentle with it, though. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education, Title IX, expanded for more inclusion. People on the right, though, are framing this as the biggest attack on women's rights ever. Anya took a little bit of issue with that. Hey, if you have something, though, 855-752-4842. Is this expansion too much, though? Are there some people out there going, Tim and Johnny, come on now. You're obviously taking your liberties and making it sound as if we're just these ogre people, and we're a little bit concerned about some things. Hey, if you have a concern, give us a call. Help me and Johnny, maybe, because we want to be inclusive too. And so the potential that you might be able to talk to us a little bit, would love to do that. But Johnny, you know, it's definitely the Title IX expansion. Though, and the inclusion, though, too, is that, gender identity, sexual orientation is included. And of course, this has now been turned into, oh my God, I don't want men who identify as women now coming into the middle school locker room. And so it's really been turned into the bathroom bill, and nothing about this is about bathrooms. The other side of this from the detractors, though, too, is this whole idea of going, so in other words, now guys get to now identify as a woman and play women's softball or play, you know, and there's a big offense to, because, you know, those guys who can't cut it in guys' sports are now going to find themselves moving to women's sports, calling themselves identifying as a woman just so they can get some. I'm like, okay, if you think it's that, you know, if people are literally going, you know what, I think today I'm going to identify as so I can go play me some girls because I'm going to whoop me up on some girls today. I'm just going to call myself gender. You know, I'm misidentified. I don't know what I feel like today, but right now I feel like taking out my frustrations on some girls. Let me play the girl sport. Joe Biden gave me the right to be included.
Well, Joe didn't. I would love to give Joe credit for Title IX, but exactly, you know, like he hasn't necessarily been against it. But like Anya said, also this, we haven't really seen equality. So it's not like we're doing that. I've just for our listeners, and then we got a caller. We got L.A. Tom on the line. We'll get to him. But when, you know, when we're talking about this expansion of Title IX, specifically referring to that, you know, the new rule defines sex-based harassment as including harassment based on any sex stereotypes, sex characteristics, pregnancy and related conditions, and gender identity and sexual orientation. What it does is it cements federal protection for the LGBT QI plus students and employees that have swung between administrations for almost over a decade, actually much longer than a decade, but it's been more recently in this decade that we've had a conversation to specifically navigate this. And it solidifies Title IX for all of these things. In a sense, this is a big victory in terms that, you know, it is not just male, female. There are a number of ways that this moves beyond gender assignment, right? And moves into you're human, you're in our community, we care about you, and let's let our structures reflect that. And so it's a good thing. Let's get LA from Tom from LA here on the horn, and then we'll get back into it, Tim.
Yeah, LA Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey guys, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and there is more of us than there is of the right wing. So I hope that we just keep on remembering that 70% of the people are pretty just middle of the road, good people that just want to get through the day. And 30% are just, I'm sorry, they're wackadoodles. get a life. Seriously, get a life. What is wrong with you people? You're so concerned about everybody. Why don't you look at your own life? My God, first off, if a person's truly LGBTQ or trans, they don't want to go into the bathroom. They're a little bit scared, actually, of going into the bathroom or going into the locker room. Those are the people that are afraid to. They're not the predators. The predators are the the white or the white straight male or the straight male. That's usually more of a predator.
We do know that demographically, absolutely, Tom. That's fact.
It's just like, seriously, people. I don't know. You know what? I've been walking into businesses and all this stuff lately, and they have the bathroom neutral, neutral bathrooms, and it's like, you know what? It's great because the business doesn't have to spend an extra money for more.
Yeah.
Two bathrooms. It's just like people are liking this whole thing because economically it makes more sense too.
Yeah. It's common sense, man. Tom, always appreciate you calling, my guy. Love what you bring to the show. I'll always appreciate you listening. And like Tom said, it's like, come on, folks, let's get down to it. Tim, I want to come back around to this though, because there's noise around this. Like, we are breaking it down to the simplest form.
I know.
And then, you know, and I think that's important because that's the basis of this. And like all good political slants on both sides, and in this side, you know, we've named it. It's like it's the uber conservative slanting this as like, next thing you know, guys are going to be playing, you know, women's basketball and vice versa, and you're going to just pick where you want.
Hold like, on that one though. Wait. On that one, I ain't playing no women's basketball for the pay they get, man. Did you see that nonsense?
Tim, this is what I want to say. The noise is important because democracy is messy, and we are in a moment of growth that we are needing to do better with the information we have. And one of the areas that this certainly is going to figure itself out in is in sports. Mm. And because there are some really important arguments to be made that you can't be so rigid about who plays what. And within that, we have to be really equal about these things. And that's part of how Title IX works. So we have a lot of work to do. Not like Anya reminded us at the beginning of the show, like, yeah, women have less places to go. I'm sure LGBTQ listeners are like, yeah, man, this is like, yeah, great. Title IX's expanded, but it doesn't necessarily mean I feel extra safe today when I woke up. So we have a lot of work to do. One of the areas this directly goes to is around sports. And I want to say this as a member of the sport community, as a coach at multiple levels, right? That it is important that we as an athletics community, which is part of public education, we really bear down and figure out how to handle the sports world, because it isn't as simple as saying now they're for everybody, right? Or, you know, like, oh, now we need a women's team for everything. Well, hold on. Let's just make sure that there is opportunity and access that nobody is discriminated against based on their gender. And when we only had men's basketball, right, that was discriminatory to women who played basketball. Yeah. Now we're figuring out, well, you can play basketball, but good luck playing fun, competitive basketball, you know? And so now we have to take the step to say, hey, how can we make it as equal, right? And not a huge props to Team USA women's soccer who pushed that, you know? Mm-hmm. And still there's so much to go. We can look at, right, the contract differences between two phenomenal rookies into two different professional basketball leagues, right? We can see that comparison. You know, so we have a ways to go. My bringing attention to this is to say they're related, okay, and they both fall under Title IX, but we have quick fixes with bathrooms, and let's get into the nitty-gritty of how we solve the larger institutional things like athletics. Because immediately, this the political slant is, now, you know, now my son's going to try and do women's wrestling, or women are going to, and we've actually seen really amazing, diverse genders in the sport of wrestling.
Absolutely.
Across the board. And so it's just a matter of like, let's get with the times and let's figure out what's appropriate and equitable and go with it.
I got a story on that one. I got to tell you, you know, growing up in the, you know, late 70s through the 80s, I was a wrestler. Elizabeth Forward, one of our rival schools, had a female wrestler. She was good, and when she pinned my buddy, but it's just like, at that time though, it's like, yeah, guess what, I think about that, how now the amount of pain and suffering that people are bringing to this conversation and going like, you know what, somehow back in the late 70s, early 80s, we blue collar people in the Pittsburgh area decided that it was okay for this family who had a daughter who wanted to be a wrestler, and we figured out how to do it, and it worked. And you know what? Nobody except for the people she beat were the ones who really got to feel like, what, you know, but it's was good.
Well, and Tim, and I know that's where what you're saying here, and I know that's where your heart is, but I'll pick apart, like, generationally, Tim, for you and me, we're like, that's a female wrestler. That's just a wrestler.
I know.
So here, and the reason why it's like, oh my gosh, it's such a big deal, is because of the way we're socially constructed to think, like, you just got beat by a woman.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, what?
You
got beat by a better wrestler. Yeah. You just went, whether it's track, whether it's basketball, whether it's hockey, you know, that person on the other side of the proverbial line, whatever the sport is, was better than you on that day in that moment.
That's
what we're moving towards, figuring it out. And it's hard to do. Change is not easy. But when it's the right thing, we have the human capacity, the know-how, and we certainly have the resources, so let's do better. And I see lots of places working towards that. So it's exciting. And come on, does it have to be so slow? Oh, I'm with the young people on this. They're like, come on, get on the bus. Like, the train has left the station. We don't want a world where it's continued, where we continually feel like we don't belong, no matter how we identify.
One of the other parts of this too, the DeVos era regulations that really came in, and you can, you know, listen to more. Well, actually, I don't want to encourage anybody to go to Newsmax and listen to more of Betsy DeVos going on, but you know, she was also very offended by these new Title IX that are coming out, because they potentially, although nothing in there says this is true, this is just her again trying to, you know, dog whistle and get people going, but you know, she was very successful at getting people accused of sexual harassment, that they would be assumed innocent from the very beginning and not presumed guilty. And that right now, under these new Title IX, are we going to go back to the days where if you got accused of sexual harassment that you were already guilty? Well, no, actually, in these new rules, it is very, very transparent that says, you know what, presumption of innocence is just the way we do it. Okay.
And it resources to investigations. Like, we have to have all the facts. We don't just sweep it under the rug. It gets looked into and it gets fixed. I just want to clarify, because we're going to be heading into a break pretty soon, Tim, too, is like, this is a huge step forward, but there's still opposition. Things are not necessarily better, and it's not all the way through Congress. So it's just one step closer. And so this is huge. This is important, because it also includes, you know, rights to people who are pregnant, right? We know that anybody out there who has been pregnant, or around anyone who's pregnant, or, you know, has known, it's really difficult to find adequate space to do the things you need to do that are unique to being pregnant or parenting. So that's included in this. There's a whole lot of inclusion here on this. I hope it moves through Congress, but it still needs that kind of support. And it's also why we're talking about it today, Tim. It's not just the right thing, because you and I think it is, and Anya agrees. It's because it's still not something that is just guaranteed, and it's not all the way through Congress. We anticipate it'll go through, but it's going to be met with most fantastic resistance.
Incredible resistance. In fact, there are already lawsuits lining up in anticipation of this passing. I mean, people are truly, and you talk about this too, Johnny, it reminds me, it's like, who is this? These are the people that are attacking democracy. Come on. You're not trying to protect the sanctity of women or of men of sexes. This is an attack on democracy, because you want the ability to exclude and hurt people. Sorry, in a democracy, we're protecting everybody. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, Title IX, the expansion. One more round to go. Johnny and Tim, Anya, back after the break.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
5 seconds.
Yes. Oh. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, little seven dust there. School's out. School's not out yet. In fact, school is in. Johnny, though, let's remind people, man, 1 week from today, April 30th, Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison. Busted pencils, Tim, Johnny, Anya, live in person, live show.
Lots of special guests. And you know what, Tim? It's awesome about this is Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Nice.
And you know what, Tim? Come on out and join us next Tuesday and have a progressive beer. You know, yeah. Or just hang out and listen, or you know, we'll kick it and we'll chop it up together. It's going to be fun to be on the ground, live event, broadcasting live from the Minocqua Brewery Tap House in Madison, Wisconsin. If you need more details, check social medias, follow Civic Media. If you can't be there, download the Civic Media app wherever you're at and listen to the live show, and maybe you'll make one of the future live events. But we want to meet you. Come on out. Let's have it. Let's go. Let's have a good time. Let's chop it up. Lots to talk about.
Bring your own pencils and let's bust them together, man. And we'll be handing out pencils for those people who want to bust them. You know, it is. Title IX, though, Johnny, you know, coming at this, we started the show with, well, you know, the rights absolute losing their, well, I can't say that word, but losing their poop over the expansion of Title IX, the expansion enshrines protections for LGBTQI plus students and pregnancy. You know, it's sad that really that this is now turned into the bathroom law. You know, and it's going to continue to be framed. And so if you're out there and you're listening, it's like, this is where your neighbor, my neighbor, we need to have these conversations about the expansion of inclusion of, Johnny, you said this, of recognizing that our neighbors are people, persons. This is an expansion of saying there is a neighbor, there is a child, there is a family in your neighborhood who, because of this, might feel potentially a little bit less outside of the margin than they typically are in this moment. Get behind that, because Johnny, you were talking about this, going like, are people really this rabid right wing? No. As we say in LA, Tom, you talk about this. Guess what? My neighbor, he's just busy. He's just busy, man. But he cares a lot about people. And as you were saying, red, blue, no, purple. And typically when talked about the fact that this dude, check it out, man, when you're doing your thing, reading your text, your cell phone, when you're in there on the pooper, going to pooper, ain't nobody going to walk in on you except, you know, the old stuff. Chill out. And he's like, you mean I could still sit down and read my Twitter and ain't no woman going to come in and bother me? Not unless it's your wife. But you know, but that's the way it always happens at home, though. I mean, I'm just, yeah, I'm sorry, Michelle, if you heard that, but I can't poop in peace.
Oh God, Tim. You know, I get where you're going to, because I mean, it is that preposterous. It's like, come on, folks. Like, we are all humans. If we can't get over this, and I'll just get into it. Like, we have big fish to fry, and it's important that, as we're talking about this in terms of education, that schools are a place we learn to handle difference better.
Mm.
I mean, come on. How are we grown and can't figure out that, like, that other human being needs some space to do what all human beings do? And we should do it in a safe way. And that means it hasn't been safe for too many people. So what changes do we need to make it so that you can participate? And that's the thing. You either fall on one side or the other. And I rarely do these binaries, Tim, but on this one, I'm going to simplify. You either care about people in your community or you want to hurt people in your community. Mm. And that's the only way that it falls. You are either in favor of Title IX and in favor of people being able to have a safe place to go to the bathroom, no matter who they are, or you're saying, I don't think you should be able to use the bathroom when you're out in public. And to me, that's saying, like, you should be, you are someone who wants to harm people in your community. And I was telling you, Tim, I don't believe that most people want to be that person. So I'm just making it that simple. You got to pick a side. You either support people feeling safe and being accepted in our community, or you want to hurt people in our community. And that's kind of that's a hard line to take. But on this one, Tim, I got to take it, because I'm just shocked. You mean you take, like, if you're a listener out there and you can't accept that a fellow human being has to do human stuff, right? Then we've got bigger fish to fry, and we need to learn earlier and in our schools how to better handle everybody. Like, everybody eats. Well, guess where that food goes? Everybody. But John,
you're making me think, though, man. The opposition to this, it's an opposition to, as you were saying, it's like it, when this is rolled out and in effect, we are, yeah, mandatorily going to then be educating more students about including more people and bringing more people, because it will be in a democracy, in a public school setting, the inclusion of more. So there'll be an absolute mandate that we educate more people about more inclusion, and more people and more inclusion means more democracy. And if you're against this, then, and this is where I'm taking this, and see if you work with me on this, this is, again, why people are against democracy, because the inclusion of others, truly expanding the rights, the privileges, all of those in a democracy. And again, if you got to break it down to by what bathroom you use, well, hey, guess what? That's more people then that you're bringing into the conversations about critical participatory citizenship, and everybody sitting in a public school is included, and we're going to make sure that those rules are practiced, and we're going to practice those rules of inclusion. I just see this, again, as a lot of the people that are upset about bathrooms, they're upset about this being an inclusive democracy, man.
Yeah, and you know what's perfect is join us tomorrow, because Educators Amplified, and one of the things, Tim, that this points to is something they're always talking about. Some of the things that we do in school have to change. Mm-hmm. And we have to do things differently. And so change is not a bad thing. And in this context, it might be a difficult thing in terms of, it might be a challenge, but let's change things for teachers. Let's change things for students. Let's make our communities better. Hey, if you're around next week, Tuesday, you got to join us at the Minocqua Brewery Tap House in Madison. Thanks for listening tonight.
Busted Pencils, man. Check it out. Yeah.
.5 The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Earl Ingram. Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.